I'm Diana Taurasi, the Phoenix Mercury, and I love listening to the Female Feel Guide.
Hi, my name is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and I love listening to Female Feel Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Feel Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. When you listen to me, ladies, I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done.
Number one radio talk show, Female Field Guide.
You're listening to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Sunday night, Female Field Guide Blog Talk Radio. A woman's cheat sheet. Sports, entertainment, and relationships. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, another show. Jam-packed, baby. And I mean jam-packed. Female Field Guide, ladies, I want to get you right. Fellas, I love you too. Learn, laugh, and love the game. Thank you so much. 8 p.m. Sunday night. We've got a fantastic show for you. But before we go into deep with that, thank you for all my first-time listeners. Who am I? Who is this chick with her own show? I'm Jasmine George, founder, executive producer, and host of Female Field Guide. Let me give a little bit of my credentials. I'm a player, basketball, point guard. Jump shot is still wet, but I will need 45 minutes to stretch. That's what I know. I'm a coach. They still call me Coach Jazz around these parts. I'm a student of sports. Ooh, I love it. And most importantly, I'm a woman who loves the game, and ladies, I want to get you there. I'm the sports editor and writer for Prominence Magazine. So very humble and happy to be a part of that team. Shout out to Glennie's. You can check out our holiday issue on the print or online issue, ProminenceMagazine.com. It's fantastic. I talk a little bit of the NBA, the lockout, the holidays, and more. I am guest writing a little bit for Diamond Bar Patch newspaper. Make sure you check out my piece, The Non-Sports Fans, Guide to Surviving the Holidays. You can check that out the week of Christmas, Female Field Guide. Thank you so much, The Dime Bar Patch, for bringing me back and sharing my passion. You can also call me Professor, baby. That's right, sports psychology and ethnic, gender, and cultural issues in sports, among other classes, whatever they need me to teach, all up over there. And you know what? I'm a sports anchor. You want to see those cheekbones? You want to see those cheekbones live in effect? All right. Go ahead and visit IEMediaGroup.tv. I am the sports anchor for a show, Game Time, covering the IE Inland Empire and San Bernardino's high school prep sports. Shout out to my producers, Jimmy and Navarre. And it happens to be Navarre's birthday today. Happy birthday, old man. You can contact me, your female field guide, in a plethora of ways. Facebook.com/female field guide, keeping you on top of everything that's going down. NBA, NFL, NHL, and all the above. I got a Twitter. You can follow me, the female field guide, at Female Field Guide. Leave the E off of guide. That's what Mr. Twitter Man says. I don't know why. I've got a Tumblr, and it's quite fantastic. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr, TUMBLR.com. It's quite fantastic. It's dope. Shout out to my intern, Ashley, who's managing and handling all of that. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com. Ladies and gents, please visit my YouTube page, and I want to say thank you so much for everyone that has supported me and gone to the YouTube page and watched some of my videos, because guess what? We have hit the 9,000 views on the Female Field Guide YouTube channel, youtube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. God is good. Thank you, please continue to visit the page. We will be having some fantastic videos, postings, slideshows, you name it, over the holidays on the Female Field Guide YouTube page. Ladies and gents, you have comments, questions. Hey, you want to know? What gift should I give my boo? What gift should I give the sports fan of my life? Go ahead and email me, babe. info@femalefieldguide.com. Questions, comments, inquiries about the show, you name it, and I will personally contact you back. Guess what? Everyone has a cell phone these days. Everyone's got a cell phone, so why not design a Female Field Guide pocket website for your mobile phone? That's right, baby. FemaleFieldGuide.mobile, M-O-B-I, FemaleFieldGuide.mobile, keeping you on tap. You can watch all the videos on your cellular. I'm so 2026. Shout out to LP Ross for putting that together. And you know, just in case you want to leave me a voicemail, just in case you have inquiries about the show questions, but you know what? You get shy. You get the bubble guts when you call. You're nervous. So go ahead and call the Female Field Guide message hotline, 909-276-7132. What's that number again, Chaz? You should have heard me the first time. 909-276-7132, the Female Field Guide message hotline. Let me tell you something. I always appreciate the support, and the most interesting, intriguing messages and funniest messages will be played on the air. That's a guarantee. Did you know? You can download my show on your podcast. You're driving into work, and you're like, you know what? I want to hear the smooth sounds of Jazzy Sosa. Well, guess what, baby? Have no fear. Go ahead and visit iTunes Marketplace and, you know, go to podcast and type up Female Field Guide. And I'm there. You can download any shows, put it on your iPad, whatever you want to do. But stay there. Stay there in the iPhone Marketplace. Stay there. Because Jasmine George has an app. I'm the first blog talk radio hostess to have an app. Absolutely. You can try it. You can download that. It's free if you have Android. Like myself, you can go ahead and visit the Android market and go ahead and download the FFG Blog Talk Radio app. You can stay on top of my tweets, my Facebook page, my videos, fantasy football, football 101, et cetera, et cetera. You can download that on your Android, iPhone, iPad, you know, anything. It's amazing. Tablet, fantastic. Shout out to ZenForce Media for designing such a dope app. Fantastic. But ladies and gentlemen, our show today, not only is it our holiday show, okay? Not only is it our holiday show, but gee whiz, there's been amazing things that have been taking place in the NBA. Laker fans, I want you to give me a call. How do you feel? I mean, the NBA has done you dirty. 714-816-4766. We'll be having our NBA and our crossover segment. We'll get our fantasy football fix from Ken, my fantasy football guru, fansfantasyfootball.com, as we embark in the playoffs. And he'll give me his opinion on the players who really turned it around for the second half of the football season and who just all around was the bomb.com. It's our Female Field Guide holiday gift segment. You know, I'm giving my share of gifts to the fellas, to the boys, and I want to help my girls out. Fellas, give me a call, too. I'll give you a little bit of a female twist on the sports guide. That's what I do. So what Sundays, I'm such a fan of random sports facts, so my boy Tommy's going to be on the ones and twos. And, you know, we haven't talked about hockey in a while. What the puck is up with that? Our hockey segment, Tommy will be in there getting our football fix with our two-minute drill. Of course, we're going to talk entertainment. And last but not least, we're going to get our college hoops fixed with my Female Field Guide, College Hoops Insider, Mr. Mima. Wow, that's a playful. But we don't have any time to waste. So you know what? Let's just get right into it. I'm in the mood to start off with some fantasy football. Right around 4 p.m., 514 points have been scored in the NFL. There were still plenty of games to be played. And so therefore, I said to myself, self, I need my fantasy football fix. Let's do it.
Football's back, and that's the great news for everybody.
Female Field Guide fantasy football? Oh, wait, no boys allowed?
Aw, oh, hell yeah! Good time. I'm happy to bring on my friend, my newfound friend. He is my fantasy football guru. Always keeps it real. This is Ken from FansFantasyFootball.com coming on the show once again. Yeah! How are you, friend?
I am doing wonderful. We've been waiting for a fantasy football week like this, I think, all season with you mentioned so many points, and the points are finally being scored by all the stars this week. So it's been a fun week.
Absolutely. And I know you're happy. Baltimore demolished the Colts 24-10. Flacco had a pretty good game. So I know you're all smiles all the way around, my friend.
Yeah, we're in Ravenland is all happy right now. We're you know, a little nervous about next week, but for 1 week, you know, anytime a Baltimore team can beat the hated Indianapolis team, everything's good here.
That's right. Hey, kick them while you're down. You got to do what you got to do to get the W. Playoffs are right around the corner.
Hey, we didn't tell Manning not to play this year. It's his fault.
Absolutely. Now, the cool thing is we're embarking on the, you know, the last few games of the regular season. Some teams, a couple of teams, they've clinched playoff berths, but guess what? There's still so much football to be played. And we talked a few weeks ago, almost a little past the halfway mark, and I just want to get your expertise. What players have improved since the first half of the season, in your opinion?
Well, it's funny. I'm going to give you a couple because, you know, there's some surprising ones. But, you know, you look at quarterback, and there's been so many injuries to quarterbacks. And one of the guys that's really stepped up, and he's been a top 10 option for the last 3 weeks, is Rex Grossman out of Washington. You wouldn't have said that earlier in the year. That whole team was kind of trying to find a way. But not only Rex Grossman, but Roy Helu. Now that, you know, Shanahan has finally stopped playing musical chairs with his running backs, you know, you look at those two guys, you know, Helu's been a top five guy over the last 3 weeks. Rex Grossman's been a top, you know, 10 guy at quarterback. You got guys like Lynch out of Seattle who, you know, has been one of the top three running backs over the last 3 weeks. It's just been, you know, he's been absolutely incredible. You know, they call him beast mode for a reason. He's been absolutely doing that. And you know, some of the forgotten guys that were really, you know, probably the last time we talked, so we were talking about them probably being disappointments for the first half of the year. But Sean Green from the New York Jets has really turned it on. He scored again this week, had over 100 yards. Last week he had 3 touchdowns. And even though this next guy didn't have the greatest game today, Chris Johnson's really kind of turned the corner. 2 out of the last 3 weeks, he's gone over 100 yards, scored multiple touchdowns. So he's been a guy that if you stuck with him, he probably helped you get into the playoffs. I don't know if he helped you too much this week. That was kind of an ugly game between Tennessee and New Orleans. You expected a lot more points and a lot more offense there, but it was kind of an ugly game. And, you know, looking at wide receivers, guys that we probably wrote off, but over the last 3 to 5 weeks, Percy Harvin, I mean, my God, I mean, since AP has gone out, they're just throwing him the ball. He's gone over 100 yards 2 out of the last 3 weeks. He's scored multiple touchdowns 2 out of the last 3 weeks. He had over 100 total yards this week and another score. And in a PPR league, he's catching 10 balls a game. So you got to love that. Mike Williams from Tampa Bay, who probably one of the most disappointing fantasy players of the year, probably a top 10 wide receiver selected in most drafts, did absolutely nothing through the first 10 weeks of the year, kind of turned it on. And, you know, Michael Crabtree up until this week has really had a nice second half of the season. So there's been a lot of guys that we really wrote off early in the year that have come back over the last 3 to 5 weeks and really helped teams down the stretch.
Absolutely. It's all about patience, Grasshopper. And I know that I've been guilty because I have not been patient because I definitely benched CJ. But I started LeSean McCoy, so I was very happy about my decision to do that. But CJ did not really, you know, he didn't play very well, so I was happy about that. But I know that it's so crazy, just the different players that that's why I'm glad you come on the show, because you give us the, hey, be patient, fantasy football owners, and some of these guys will come through, and they definitely do that. And I want to talk about defense. Depending on the league, some players and owners, they don't even really focus on the defense. But at the end of the day, on that Tuesday morning, when you check your stats, some of those defenses come through for you and give you that W. And I want to get your opinion on just some of the top defenses that have really helped fantasy owners this year.
Well, some of the defense has been weird this year because if you went to the beginning of the season, you know, you're looking at teams like the Giants and the Eagles, even the Pittsburgh Steelers being some of your top defenses. And they really haven't been this year as far as the fantasy aspect has been. You know, you had, you know, two of the top five defenses coming into the year, the Ravens and the Jets, have stuck there all year long. They've led the league in sacks, turnovers. They've stuck there all year long. But, you know, you look at other teams, the Lions, the 49ers,
love
the
it.
Texans have been a top 10 defense all year long. I mean, you never would say that about the Texans. And then, you know, if you watch the game today, and I know that everybody is all about Tebow time, but Tebow time is being helped a whole lot by that Broncos defense that has really been playing at a high level, and they're in the top 10 for the entire year. So, you know, there are some defenses. I always tell people, you know, never take a defense early in a draft, because the defenses that you think are going to be good, I mean, I just named four defenses that were nowhere near the top of the chain, you know, at draft time, and they're going to finish as top 10 defenses. And then what makes defenses so difficult is, you know, the top defense of this week is probably going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. They've probably got people somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 points today if you started them. And I'll say that they're probably started in less than 10% of most leagues, because last week they gave you negative points. So defenses are week by week mostly, unless you have one of the, you know, unless you have the Ravens or the Jets, you're probably playing defenses week to week.
True. And you know what? I actually had the Steelers from one of my teams earlier, and they were plagued with injuries the earlier part of the season, so I got very frustrated with them. And, geez, Louise, Jacksonville only held Tampa Bay to 14 points. I love it, Ken. FansFantasyFootball.com. Now, I want to get your opinion. We talk about the second half and players that have risen from the ashes, but I want to get your opinion just overall. The regular season's coming to a close. You sit back, you look at your squad, and you say, these people really came through in the clutch overall. Who do you think, wide receiver, running back, quarterback, and even tight end, who were the main fantasy guys for the entire season, in your opinion?
Well, you know, this year has been like no other because we didn't have the off season. It's almost been like survival of the fittest, because you had to be healthy in order to make it through.
Yes.
We've had so many injuries. I mean, just last week we lost Matt Forte. It looks like this week, you know, Greg Jennings is probably gone for a couple of weeks. If you're watching the Sunday night game, Murray is probably done for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He had a knee
injury
tonight, but you know, but Aaron Rodgers, I mean, obviously he was the number one quarterback coming into this year, and he's done nothing but been great the entire year. I know today fantasy owners are probably a little upset they got up by too many points and they took him out before the fourth quarter. So, you know, you didn't get your full fantasy fix from him today. But, you know, and the other guy, you know, the top quarterbacks, you know, Brady, Breeze, but, you know, Cam Newton's been a savior to a lot of fantasy teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to probably finish as the number two overall quarterback, and probably, you know, when it's all said and done, it's going to change the dimension of what a quarterback looks like in the NFL, because he's just a special talent, and people are going to start looking for quarterbacks that can not only do it with their arm, but also do it with their feet. Because,
with their legs,
you know,
you look at him,
you look at Tim Tebow. I mean, look, I don't think Tim Tebow is a great quarterback. I think you and I probably throw a better football than he does. But, you know, in the fantasy world, he's just great because he gives you those extra yards rushing the ball. So those quarterbacks have been the top from the running back, McCoy, Ray Rice, you know, Arian Foster after a couple of slow start has been one of the top ones. Maurice Jones-Drew, you know, with his game today, he's going to be in the top four for the season with his four touchdowns. And you gotta kind of, we have a Dez Bryant touchdown, by the way. And then you gotta kind of look at the guys that have been hurt and went out. Fred Jackson and Matt Forte were absolutely special this year, and it's a shame that their seasons ended prematurely, because they were two of the top five running backs in all of fantasy football.
Absolutely.
You know, Wes Welker, Victor Cruz has been absolutely terrific from the Giants. A guy that's really kind of slowed down, but you kind of expected it, is Megatron, Calvin Johnson. He had a really quiet day today, but, you know, his 12 touchdowns early in the season kind of got people into playoffs. Jordy Nelson's been a guy that's really been dynamic this year for the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, as far as superstars go, when you start talking about tight end, you know, Jimmy Graham was the superstar of the first half of the year, but the argument has to stop with Gronkowski out of New England. He scored his 14th and 15th touchdowns today. He's setting records from the tight end position, 160 yards receiving. So I think, you know, you're looking at fantasy MVPs. Gronkowski is going to start getting some consideration.
I love it. I love it. And I want to transition into really the most exciting just time of fantasy football and really just the NFL is the playoffs, my friend.
Playoffs?
Do,
don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Shout out to Coach Moore. Now, for those, you know, especially the women in my Female Field Guide Rookie League, quickly break down the process of really fantasy football and playoffs and how the heck does that work?
Well, most leagues, your fantasy playoffs either started this week or you start next week, and this was the final week of the regular season. And most leagues either have 4, 6, or 8 teams make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If you have 6 teams make the playoffs, whoever the top 2 teams were in the league probably got a week off this week and got a bye into the semifinals where, you know, they'll meet the winners of the 2 games this week. If you only had 4 teams making the playoffs, then those 4 teams played each other 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3, based on the standings that you had in your fantasy league. And next week, if you had a 4-team playoff, for fantasy wise, you probably have your championship next week, and then your season's over. Week 16 and 17 don't matter. A lot of people, you know, will start seeing this with possibly the Green Bay Packers. And as teams start clinching playoff berths in the real NFL, they'll start resting their players. So try not to have your playoffs, your fantasy playoffs, last too long into the regular season. Most leagues don't play in week 17. We kind of give everybody a week off there. But, you know, it's just a little tournament at the end of the season based on your seeding and how you did in the regular season. If you're in an 8-team league, you probably started this week and you had 4 contests, you have 4 games. Next week you'll have 2 games, and then in week 16 you'll play your championship. So it's played the same way. It's just not as many players, not as many teams are playing in your league. And, you know, you still get to make your move. You still have to watch the waiver wire. You know, Felix Jones, I'll tell everybody right now, Felix Jones is going to be a very popular waiver wire pickup with DeMarco Murray going down. A guy like James Jones is going to be very popular with Greg Jennings going down today. I tell everybody, kind of, we do the handcuff type of thing. If you own a guy like Ray Rice, you want to go get Ricky Williams just in case Ray Rice would get hurt. You want to go get a guy like Sean Hill just in case Matthew Stafford would get hurt. You just got to back up all your players that you can, you know, the best you can in case guys get hurt. And we're seeing in this year's NFL, we're seeing guys go down weekly. You still with me?
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hi, this is Alicia Milton-Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
This is Steven Spielberg of basketball. All right, we're jamming. Come on, let's get jamming.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez of
Well, that's the thing about technology. You just don't know what the heck's going on. We'll bring Ken back on. Ken, are you with us?
I am with you.
I don't know what happened. I'm telling you, technology has us by the brass knuckles. That I'll keep it PG-13. You know, they're our best friend but our worst enemy. But you know, you were saying that's the good thing about just watching the waiver wire, and these, unfortunately, some players are injured. But you look deeper in their roster and you look at some players that are going to be floating on, then you can go ahead and check that second week of the fantasy football playoffs. Now, Ken, I have one more question. You are our FFG guru, fantasy football, but as the NBA is embarking, of course, CBA is signed, sealed, and delivered, and the regular season will be starting the 25th. Will you be posting information? Will you have fantasy information with regards to the NBA on your site?
Well, what we're going to do for the first time, we've been, for fantasy football since 2003, we've been only football, but we have been asked by so many people to get involved into basketball and football that we're going to also baseball, that we're going to embark on the NBA and Major League Baseball this year for the first time, and we're going to kind of start the NBA rankings. We're going to start them in about a week. We're going to kind of let all the free agency settle and all the trades settle. It's kind of a crazy little time with the NBA, and you know, we started doing some rankings, and we said, hey, we need to hold off a little bit. I don't know where people are going to play. David Stern doesn't want to allow Chris Paul to go to L.A. How do I rank him? So, until all the dust kind of settles, we're going to hold off on the rankings. But the same place, you know, it's still going to be called Fans Fantasy Football, but we're going to have our rankings on our rankings page. We'll have a separate section for the basketball. And, you know, we're hoping that the same success we've had in the football arena that we're going to have in the NBA as well. We're players of fantasy basketball, and we know a couple of things about it. So we're going to give it a go, and, you know, we hope everybody will join us. But those rankings will be coming out. They'll be weekly rankings just like the NFL, and you will still have the update page once a week to kind of tell you who's injured, who the hot pickups are, and stuff like that.
I love it. Ken from FansFantasyFootball.com. And coming up, of course, Major League Baseball and the NBA. So we'll just bring you on and we'll just turn it to another segment and just add the NBA in there, and you'll give us your expertise there as well. Ken, I always appreciate you coming on. And thank you for calling back. Technical difficulties, you got to love it. But happy holidays to you, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Jess. Happy holidays as well.
Return. We will be getting right into the thick of it. Let me tell you something. I got some poll results to read. Laker fans, call me. Are you okay? This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. We'll be right back after this break.
Thank you for listening to Female Field Guide. We'll return after these messages.
Thank you for your support as Female Field Guide has reached its 5,000 listener mark and over 9,000 views on the FFG YouTube channel, celebrating 1 year of learning, laughing, and loving the game.
I didn't realize I had hit Female Field Guide phone number. I didn't want to hear all of that.
Hey, ladies, red team, you going to pull it out?
Yeah, you already know.
It's going down.
No coaching. No,
you don't play no games.
Okay.
You know what?
Freestyle.
Yo, right. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
Got to get it. Fire, man. Got to get it. Fire.
This is the Female Field Guide with your host, Jasmine George.
Ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining me again, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Female Field Guide Woman's Cheat Sheet. Now, for those of you that have been following the show, thank you. Mama loves you. And for those of you that know me personally, know that basketball is my sport, baby. It's in my blood. I can shoot a jump shot with my eyes closed, eating a slice of pizza, see walking, and texting Jerry George. And now I'm so excited to talk about the NBA, to talk about basketball. So let's just bring on our crossover segment, because we don't have any time.
Oh, what a great feed from Gordon to Griffin for the slam.
Because when the season starts, it's about wins and losses.
Oh, baby, look at that crossover.
Ladies and gentlemen, the NBA, hey, man, it's back in effect. It's all good. The CBA, collective bargaining agreement, was signed, sealed, and delivered, ladies and gents. on Thursday. But guess what? You know, training camp is back in effect. But all of that news was overshadowed. But what hit the streets on Thursday night? I'm chilling with my nieces. It's my nephew's 16th birthday. We're eating ice cream and cake. I get a text that says, "This is what it says." Chris Paul to Lakers, Kyle Gasol to Rockets, and Lamar Odom to the Hornets in a 3-team trade. My heart sank. I had to text my Laker fan friends because you know what? That was a great trade. I couldn't say anything. And then, 2 hours later, I get a text that says, Chris Paul deal to Lakers nixed for basketball reasons. What? And then I said to myself, as a basketball fan, I thought that was whack, okay? Lakers, Chris Paul, that wasn't a good move. I felt bad for him. But as a non-Laker fan, I went ahead and poured another glass of Moscato. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people have been texting and calling and things like that with regards to basketball reasons. One, in my 29 years of life, I've never heard of a trade being nixed for basketball reasons and not really going into detail. Well, this is what I know. And I'll be bringing on my Laker insider, Mika, in just a few seconds. Basketball reasons. At the end of the day, Chris Paul, point guard, I say the best point guard, him and Rondo are right there, baby. In the National Basketball Association, he is currently still with the New Orleans Hornets. And the Hornets is owned by the NBA, meaning that all of the owners have some stake, have some money involved with the team. The NBA owns the Hornets. In the CBA, one of the things they were arguing about is they want more parity, more competition, more balance with the National Basketball Association. There's essentially more, you know, lower market teams, the Clevelands, the Grizzlies, pretty much teams that don't have a lot of money that they can't get the big players. And then they have the Lakers and they have the Celtics and, of course, you know, the New York and the Chicago and things like that. So pretty much it was all about money. Then we find out, we hear Cavs owner Dan Gilbert emails the commissioner. He's one of the haters that he wanted to stop the trade. That email is on Black Sports Online. Go ahead and visit that. Shout out to Robert, the owner of Black Sports Online. Then the Lakers pull out of the trade for CP3 on Saturday. And then trade Lamar Odom to the Dallas Mavericks.
Awkward.
So is it going to be like Lamar and Chloe take Dallas? That's not fun at all. Before I go into any more other NBA headlines, I want to bring on my Laker insider, and she's an insider. She knows all things Lakers, and you know what? She knows the game of b-ball. So I'm going to bring on Mika, my Laker insider, and see what she has to say. Let's bring her on, shall we? Mika, honey bunch, hi.
Hi.
Ooh. You all right? I mean, I can bring over a bottle of something for you. You seem low in your spirits. Talk to me. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good, actually.
Now, I want to get your opinion. Because if anything like that happened to me, like with the Yankees or, of course, with the Celtics or something like that, I'd be thrown. Tell me, one, how you felt when you heard CP to the Lakers, and then share with me two hours later, the NBA said, psych. Walk me through that emotional roller coaster.
Well, really, as soon as I got the text, I was like, what, CP3 coming to L.A.? I was actually all for it. Because,
absolutely.
You know, Shannon Brown had up and left and went to the Suns. And I said, hey, we're going to need somebody to help Fitcher out. So I said, hey, CP3, I'll take him, no matter what. And then 2 hours later, I get the email alert that says CP3 will no longer be coming to the Lakers because it got vetoed by David Stern.
Yeah. Now,
my first reaction was, how can David Stern veto something as a commissioner and not as an owner? Mm. But after realizing that the NBA now owns the Hornets, he pretty much can do that. But on a side note, it was the other owners that felt like if the Lakers did do this, and you can read it on ESPN with Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, that if the Lakers did pull this trade off, he would want 25 out of the 30 owners to vote on it because it wouldn't be fair because the Lakers would be $40 million under salary cap, which would mean they would have money to spend to go out and get, let's say, a Dwight Howard. They can get a second-round draft pick for the next season. They can go pick up anybody they wanted because they actually had the cap space to do so.
Okay.
Now, David Stern came back up and said that it would be in Chris Paul's best interest and the Hornets to stay there so that they can get some type of revenue with that city. But in my mind, you cannot stop a player from going to a team that he wants to go to. So that means to tell me that he has to stay with that team simply because the Hornets need him and they're going to need the money. But depending on whatever team he goes to and when his contract does expire next year, he's going to want to do the same thing. He's going to want to up and get out simply because he has no help. David West is no longer there.
Yeah.
Kyle Lansky, he has no help at all. And every player that has been in the league longer than 5 years wants a ring. He's not going to win in New Orleans, so he wants to go to a team where he can do that. And the Lakers should have taken him.
I agree. I mean, he's one of the best point guards in the league. And he's still young, and he's tenacious, and he is a leader. Now, speaking of the possibility of Dwight Howard, which makes me nervous, okay, going to the Lakers is still a possibility. I'm out and about. I have my recorder with me at all times. I ran into a Laker, a diehard Laker fan, asked him what it would mean to him and his heart, his soul, if Dwight Howard, a.k.a. Superman, number two, come to the Lakers. Here's what he has to say.
Here with
check it out, Lisa.
Laker fan, very passionate about his Lakers from childhood. There's been rumors, trade rumors, that the Lakers are saying that everyone is tradable except for Kobe Bean Bryant. What will Dwight Howard bring to the squad? What will Dwight Howard bring to the squad that Bynum and Gasol essentially hasn't thus far?
The Shaqness.
Oh, what is that?
The whole presence of Shaq had back in his heyday, it was just like, he can't be messed with.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch him. He's going to dunk on you. He still shoot free throws a little bit better than Shaq, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the presence of what Shaq had at his time, in his heyday.
Well,
that's what Dwight Howard has, and as he's going to have.
Well, you heard it from a diehard Laker fan. We'll see as the NBA lockout is lifted, as the CBA is signed, sealed, and delivered, and we'll see what squad CP3 and Dwight Howard will be rocking on their chest on Christmas Day. This is Jasmine Georgia, Female Field Guide.
Now, I just wanted to share that just a little bit. I know, Mika, you're all on top of this. I put this on the Facebook because the possibility of Dwight Howard coming to the Lakers is still fresh. It's still a possibility. And so, according to Laker Nation, they asked Andrew Bynum his thoughts on that, and he says, quote, "If that happened, that's great for the organization, but I guess I'd be hooping in Orlando." Mika, how do you feel about that? Do you feel that if Dwight Howard comes to the squad, they're going to toot and boot Andrew Bynum?
You know, when Jim Buss went out and got Andrew Bynum, he said to himself, no matter what happens, I will not get rid of this kid. For one, he's young, he's big, and he can be very dangerous when he is healthy.
Okay.
Now, just recently, he came out and said if the right offer came along, then he would have no problem thinking about trading an Andrew Bynum. The only thing to share is a big contract, but at the same time, Bynum is young, he has fresh legs, and as long as he stays healthy, he's a good asset to the Lakers. Now, would I take a Dwight Howard? Who wouldn't want Dwight Howard? I would definitely take a Dwight Howard. But
absolutely.
Are we willing to give up Andrew Bynum and possibly Pau Gasol to get one player? I don't believe I can take that trade.
Mika, let me rewind. Let me use my active listening skills that I learned in grad school. Did you say that Bynum has fresh legs?
What is he talking about?
Because he's fresh to me.
He's a fresh 22. That's not fresh to me.
Listen, his body is 22, okay? His knees are 46, All right? You know it, and I know it. All right?
Look, let's be out of it. Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I actually had a chance. I had a chance to poll some people. I went ahead and I put the quote that Bynum had to say, and I want to read a couple of the answers from, I believe the majority of them are Lakers fans. I've said about how Bynum said that's great for the organization, but I guess he'll be hooping in Orlando when the fight comes. Gary said it's not going to happen. Orlando wants too much. Ant said bye-bye Bynum. Then Gary again replied, if this does happen, the Lakers are dumb for giving up all three big men for one. That's what you kind of co-sign, Mika. And then Joe said, I would say the same thing. For some reason, but it always works out for us. Oh, isn't he just so sweet? Then he says he's pissed that they gave up Lamar for no one and doesn't want to give up Goose and Bynum. The Lakers' history shows that they get it right consistently, and they hope they know what they're doing. Well, here's the thing that I'm loving that's happening. There's so much trade rumors, so many things that's taken place. Me and you are going to be on top of it, and we'll be sharing it with these Laker fans, huh?
Correct.
Well, you know what? This is how I feel before we close it out, before I kick you off. As we know now, right, Gasol's still on the team, all right? And, in fact, I would feel a little awkward. It's like he already knows that they signed paperwork to get rid of him to go to the Rockets. I thought of an analogy like this, ladies. It's kind of like your man butt-dialing you and talking mess about you at the club or at a party, and you hear it, and he knows he said it, and then the next day he wants to come over and he wants you to fix him a sandwich. You know he was talking mess, and he knows he was talking mess. It's kind of like the pink elephant in the room. And frankly, I think that Pau Gasol, he's already sensitive and he needs to get his weight game up. I think that's really
awkward
for him. They need to just get rid of him, or at least bake him a cake or something.
Awkward.
Right?
Wrong.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me if you had a switchboard of fantastic fun bikes, you would probably say something along the lines of, let me find something good for you. Maybe this? Maybe?
Yes. And look, I only say, before you kick me off, I only say this. Every professional athlete knows that their job is not secure. Until you play up to what you believe you are worth, and until you are a Kobe Bryant, a Michael Jordan, a Dwayne, a LeBron, a Dirk Nowitzki, everyone's job is on the line. So with that being said, they had already said that Lamar Odom is a very emotional person. He walked up to, when he found out the Chris Paul trade, he did not go to practice that day, the first day of training camp. He waited the next day, and then he went to go talk to Mitch and said, trade me, because he felt like there was no loyalty from the Lakers to him. He felt like he was treated like a number and not like a person. Now, when you go and request a trade, that's on you. Pau Gasol said, I'm staying professional and I'm staying a Laker until they tell me otherwise. You have to get your feelings and your professionalism, you're out of the way. You are an athlete, and that's what you're supposed to do. Until you get traded, you go to work. And everybody knows that people get traded all the time. This is not any different. The only bad thing is he got traded to the West on a team that swept us, which was cool. I mean, Mark Cuban is happy, but at the end of the day, Kobe Bryant was not happy with the decision, but he believes management knew what they were doing. They know what they're going to do, and they have done it before. Derek Fisher was mad. Everybody was mad, but you still have to stay professional.
Oh, Tamika, you're so hardcore. That's why we love you. That's why you're one of my senior producers in my FFG Laker Insider Boo. Yeah, I know you're going to keep us posted, girlfriend. I'm kicking you off. Love you, babe. Bye. You know, you got to love that kid. She keeps it 112%. NFL stands for not for long. NBA, not for long either, obviously. So you know what? I appreciate her opinion. And you know what? I hope that you stay on, because we need to take another break. I need to sip a little bit of that H2O because we're having too much fun. This is Jasmine Georgia, Female Field Guide. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas and have a very happy new year from Jasmine and the Female Field Guide team. Thank you for listening.
Miss you filthy animals.
and a happy new year.
Bring out the stretchy pants.
Female.
Female.
Field.
Field.
Guide.
Guide.
Funny.
You're funny.
Or FMG fitness band, what are you?
Like run or run? Or like the
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open.
Oh, goodness, it's the holidays, guys. Go ahead and let that play a little bit. Yes. I was playing my Pandora. I had my Christmas channel. The tree is up. The couch is smothered with Christmas and Santa pillows. It's December, baby. Stay tuned because I will be giving advice for your sports fans and the gifts. Oh, my goodness, the mall is getting crazier and more crowded by the second. So allow me to give you guys some advice for the gifts for the sports fans in your life. But you know what, ladies and gents, for those who don't follow me on Twitter and, of course, on my Facebook page, I am a fan of randomness, random sports facts. I've always got the TV on and any show. Oh, this person made a record. Oh, okay. Deion Sanders was the only football player to perform at a Super Bowl week event. How random is that? But I love it. And you know what I said to myself? Self, I haven't had a So What Sunday's Random Sports Facts segment in a really long time. And I am random. But guess what? My other senior producer, Tommy, is even more random. And that's why we've got a So What Sunday segment right now. And I know he's going to break me off with some most random and crazy sports facts. And that's what we got him here. Tommy?
Chaz, how's it going?
Good. What you got for me, brother? I know you got some good stuff. I have a feeling you're going to keep it NBA. Am I right?
We will keep it NBA. Everyone's excited about the NBA season starting up, well, on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
You know what the first game on the schedule is?
What?
Boston and the Knicks. That said, do you know the Knicks played in what the NBA recognizes as the first ever NBA game? Way back on November 1st, 1946.
Oh.
In Toronto, what? Of all places, believe it or not, the Knicks
beat
the Toronto Huskies in that game, yeah.
Toronto,
I get more random.
Yeah. Please do.
The first NBA basket was scored by Ozzie Schectman of the Knicks, and the Knicks went on to win that game 68-66.
All right.
Here's the fact for you. That game was played in Maple Leaf Gardens, which is the home of the NHL Toronto Maple Leafs.
So they stayed at the Canada, the Toronto Huskies.
Correct.
And
they only lasted one season, apparently, the Huskies. So.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell they are.
They played their home games in Maple Leaf Gardens, home of the Toronto Maple Leafs, which brings me to my next point.
Ah.
You know. You always remind the listeners that the NBA and NHL seasons pretty much run parallel time-wise. They start October, go through June, whatever. Well, between the two leagues are 60 teams, right?
Okay.
And each league is divided into six divisions of five teams, right?
All right.
So of those 12 divisions, do you know what the NBA's Atlantic division, what makes one thing that makes them unique?
NBA's Atlantic Division. What?
All five of the teams in that division, they share their arenas with their NHL counterparts in their city.
Oh.
See, ties in with the Maple Leaf Gardens thing. See how that works?
Tell me, how the heck do you know that? You got any more fun facts for me before we get into hockey?
I was saying with the arena sharing, I guess there are 10 of the arenas, so 60 teams between the two leagues. 21 of the teams share 10 arenas throughout the country and Canada.
That's really interesting. I think that's so fascinating how, you know, the ice is right there below. Yep. Boom, then they put the hardwood over there. It's great. No one's slipping.
Yep.
Nothing.
Like a Staples Center, they'll play the Kings in the early afternoon, and then at night the Clippers or Lakers will play. Just a matter of hours between the games.
Outstanding. Well, So What Sunday is Random Sports Facts. I love it. You plugged in the NBA and a wonderful segue. So, of course, you are my hockey insider. And, you know, we haven't had hockey in a while, and I got to ask you, what the puck is that?
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. That one.
Terrible.
Terrible.
I love it.
Terrible.
Oh, Tommy. One more question.
What the fuck?
Tommy, I've got to know what's been going on. I've been hearing about this new realignment with regards to the National Hockey League. I know you are all on top of that. Break it down. What's the dealie with the new realignment?
Okay, well, this all started actually in between this season and last season when the Atlanta Thrashers moved to Winnipeg. The Atlanta Thrashers playing in the Southeast Division at the time. And now the Winnipeg Jets, who are basically in Central Canada, nowhere near the Southeast, are stuck playing against teams from Florida, North Carolina, Washington, D.C. And they decided that's not going to work long-term. So the NHL went ahead and basically had radical realignment, as they're calling it, in which they're dividing. Well, right now the league's divided into two conferences, East and West, and then each conference has three. Each conference has three five-team divisions, so 15 East, 15 West. But what they've done is they've gone ahead and split those 30 teams into four conferences, basically. They're not yet named. They're just A, B, C, and D right now. But two of the conferences have eight teams and two have seven. And they're pretty geographically aligned. You know, like, for example, in our Southern California bias here, the Kings and Ducks are both in Conference A. They're joined by San Jose, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Phoenix, and Colorado, I think. So they're one of the 18 conferences.
Interesting. Why do you think they decided to just kind of shake some things up now?
Well, a lot of it was the Winnipeg situation, but then in the Western Conference, you have teams in the Eastern time zone, actually, the Detroit Red Wings and Columbus Blue Jackets. And for them, they've traveled to the West Coast a lot, you know, for a lot of their games, because the majority of your games are played within your conference. Yeah. And they decided, you know, that wasn't really working for them. And in the playoffs, Detroit had to go out to, like, San Jose and Phoenix last year. So they're traveling back and forth basically across the country. And other teams are moving within their own time zone. I mean, there's more to it than that, but those are some of the bigger reasons that they went ahead and voted on this. Actually, I think all but four teams actually voted on this current plan.
Oh, so they can just decide not to vote?
Well, I mean, they can vote against it, I suppose. They had the general manager, the owners meeting or general managers meeting last week. That's where this idea came from.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, speaking of owners and speaking of presidents, of course, we love our Luke Robitaille. He loves the female soap. I'm a little nervous to ask you how the Kings and how the Ducks are doing. Nothing to write home about?
The Kings are actually not doing too bad. They've been struggling a bit as of late, but in their division that they're in right now, which is the Pacific Division, they're in fourth place out of five teams. That said, Dallas leads the division. They have 33 points. The Kings have 30. So, I mean, so with, you know, instead of two games, the Kings can jump from fourth to first. Or all sorts of things could happen just in a couple of games just because the points are so close.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Keeping us abreast. And, of course, ladies and gents, that's how the rankings and standings are, by points, goals scored. Correct, Tommy?
Well, no. In that sense, points are determined by how many wins. You get 1 point. No, you get 2 points for a win. Then you get 1 point if you go to overtime or lose in a shootout. So, and you get no points for a loss. So, in that sense, points are determined by wins
times
two plus overtime games. Points scoring wise are simply goals plus assists. You get an assist if you set up a play that ends up becoming a goal.
Interesting. Interesting. Even though the NBA and NHL, they're right there parallel with the scheduling. Different, two different worlds. That's why we got you on the team, Tommy, to keep us posted. And I swear we're going to go to a game. I swear, brother. I swear. Tommy coming with the random facts and, of course, keeping us on top of things in our Hockey What the Puck segment. Rosif, happy holidays. Thank you for coming on the show again. It's Tommy.
Anytime.
I love him. And it's woo! I love it. I love it. we're going to keep it going. You know, I want to talk college hoops for just a taste, if you don't mind, ladies and gents, because I definitely think with the NBA back, college hoops, no one's really paying attention. Everyone kind of starts to pay attention right around February, March, naturally because of, March Madness. That's when the stakes are high. But the AP Associated Press, you know, I pay attention to those because, hey, it's the rankings, man. And so right now, tonight, Kentucky's number one, Ohio State's two, Syracuse three, North Carolina four, and Louisville five. But guess what? There was some upsets that took place. Number one, Kentucky was upset, baby. 73-72, a three-point buzzer beater by Christian Wofford. Indiana, Hoosier daddy. Shout out to Nima. So I had a chance to talk with Nima earlier this week and kind of get his opinion. He's our college hoops insider, and he always keeps it real, keeps it straight and narrow. That's my bro. I got to love him. So I just want to talk college hoops for just a taste and just show you guys me and Nima's conversation. My college hoops insider. Check it out.
Well, you know, the NBA lockout is lifted, but guess what? There was never a lockout in college hoops. And that's why I'm so super excited to bring on my college hoops insider, Nima, my bro in Christ. He's thebomb.com. And Nima, thanks for coming on the show. How you doing?
Jasmine, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me on board.
That's right, man. And you know, we met a while ago, shared a sport management program before I transferred, and we just kept in contact. Our love for sports definitely continued to keep us in the loop with each other. And you know what? And you know your college hoops. And I just want to just get your opinion on a few things, and I want you to keep me and the listeners on on top of things when it comes to college hoops. Long season, but we have, the top-ranked Kentucky, number one, Ohio State right behind them, Syracuse, number three, North Carolina, number four, and Louisville. I want to get your opinion. These are the most recent polls, AP Associated Press. In your opinion, one, does Kentucky deserve to be ranked number one? And let's start with there. What's your feelings about Kentucky being ranked number one?
Well, you know, Kentucky is a well-coached team. Any team that's coached by Don Calipari is always a threat to have a deep run in the tournament year in and year out. You know, they have three big guys. I mean, Terrence Jones, Dorman Lamb, Anthony Davis. These are guys that are solid. You know, Jones is averaging 15-7. Lamb is 14-4. And,
wow.
And Anthony Davis 12-9 as a freshman forward. You know, 6'10" freshman forward. Those numbers are just ridiculous.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah. So Davis and Lamb are gonna be huge inside, especially for that team as they make a deep run. You know, they're big guys. You're gonna have to step up. And you know, I think they have a chance. They have a chance to go all the way.
All right.
Last year they fell a little bit short, but any Calipari team, as long as they can make their free throws, we'll be good.
Absolutely. You know, you got to have a squad that, yeah, they can score, but when it's crunch time, 30 seconds left, and you got your big man on the free throw line, they got to hit those. All right, so Kentucky, you're feeling good about them being ranked number one. I want to get your opinion. Of course, as far as I can remember, since I was a little mama, North Carolina was always in the thick of it. You know, of course, the most popular North Carolina Nike gear and things like that, but it seems, hey, 2011, they're still in the mix. What's your opinion about that and just some of the players to watch for North Carolina?
You can't North Carolina not being in the top five makes much sense as San Diego State being in the Big East. So
yeah.
North Carolina's a regular. You know, North Carolina's been a regular for the last 30 years, them and Duke. And so
you
got the sophomore forward, Harrison Barnes. He's going to drop his 17 and grab his four. And then you got the big men. You know, you have Tyler Zeller, the senior forward, 13-7. John Anson coming in at 14-10, you know, another junior forward. And so, I mean, a lot hinges on North Carolina, with these guys stepping up. Roy Williams is a heck of a coach.
Yeah.
You know, he's won his rings. He's won his games. Definitely, Hall of Famer. I think North Carolina, I mean, I don't know who they've played lately. I mean, yeah, it's still early in the season, but come conference time and conference play, them and Duke are going to be battling it out. I see it going to be North Carolina, Duke, a 1-2 finish either way, and then the same two teams playing in the ACC championship game.
There it is. I always love catching it on ESPN, North Carolina and Duke. I mean, the arena is packed, okay? Those college students are crazy in those fans, and, you know, you love that type of atmosphere and that type of energy, and that's the one thing I love about college hoops is freshmen, they can come out and make a difference, you know? Some of them redshirt, some of them don't, but you get these diaper dandies, as Mr. Vitale would say, and they really make a difference. Right? They're going to be awesome with a capital A, and speaking of awesome, you know, we're going to round off, you know, the number five, Louisville. They've definitely been on the map, and I think that they're going to stay there. I just want to get your opinion about Louisville, about their coach, and about some players to watch in their squad.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned Louisville. Louisville, for me, with this, if there is kind of the ugly duckling that's within a group, Louisville might be that one. You know, they've had trouble the last few years getting, you know, advancing deep in the tournament last year, especially with last year's upset loss in the first round. Mm. Right now, they're struggling to score. They're under 68 points a game, and that's, you know, they're 189th in the country right now in terms of that.
Wow.
They had one quality win, and that was, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say that was against, I can't remember, probably number 19 Vanderbilt, if I'm not mistaken.
But, oh, wow.
You know, they got a ways to go.
Yeah.
That conference is going to be tough, but you know, it's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah.
It's grinded out in the Big East. You
That's
know.
Right.
If I had a dark horse team to pick, I would say, you know, go down one more notch and look at the Baylor Bears out of Waco.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, good transition, because I was going to ask, you know, what team to look for, kind of the dark horses, the ones that kind of slide through the cracks, and you say Baylor, huh?
We you stole that diaper dandy out of my mouth, and I'm taking this out of here. We got this going.
Okay.
Right on cue. Baylor Bears, they were, last year I picked them to be an Elite Eight team, and they didn't pan out too well, 18-13, if I'm not mistaken. For one reason or another, they just couldn't click, they just couldn't repeat that magic. They couldn't repeat the lightning in the bottle that they had a couple years back in that Elite Eight run.
Absolutely.
But I'm picking them to go deep.
Okay.
The opportunity to work their camp last summer. A couple years ago.
Love it.
They got a great group of guys, great group of coaches. I would say their sophomore guy, Perry Jones III, he could have went straight to the NBA.
Wow.
Up in 19.5 points a game, 6 rebounds a game. He's going to be a force to watch.
Here you go. I love it. I love it.
They got Anthony Jones and Quincy Acey, though. Those three are probably three of the most athletic guys in the conference. So I would say, if you got a dark horse, it's Baylor Bears. I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the Final Four this year.
Well, you heard it first. My college hoops insider, Nima, is putting everything on Baylor to squeak through the cracks. And, of course, another Cinderella story. We love to hear that. And, you know, okay, Cinderella stories, the, you know, the teams that you don't think they're going to go far. But there's teams that always make it to the big dance. And one of those teams is Duke, how we talked a little bit before. Talk about just Coach K. When it comes to milestones, he hit that early on in the season, surpassing the great Bobby Knight for all-time wins. Just as basketball fans and, of course, as a basketball player yourself, Nima, just kind of talk about you were able to witness that. You know, Coach K, they played the game on ESPN, and, you know, he made history, the winningest coach in all of, you know, Division I college hoops. Just what does that mean to you? And, of course, just the college history in basketball as a fan for him to reach that record this year.
Whether you love Duke or hate Duke, you can't help but tip your cap off to Coach K.
Absolutely.
Any coach that anyone that has a job for 30 years, you gotta you know, you can only but applaud him.
Absolutely.
30 years with the same team, sort of same school, and producing results at this level is commendable.
That's right. Well, let me tell you someone else that's commendable. You, Nima, tipping my hat off to you, my College Hoops insider, always bringing the inside track. And, of course, we're going to be bringing you on the show, keeping us posted. Of course, as the AP Associated Press, these polls continue to, you know, kick guys of the top five or the top ten. You'll be right there with us, a female field guy, keeping us on tap of everything that's going down College Hoops. He's Nima. He's my College Hoops insider. Brosif, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Shout out to Nima. He's fantastic. We were playing phone tag. He's busy. I'm busy. We were able to get on the telly and just talk College Hoops for a little bit. So we'll be definitely hearing, you know, from Nima as the season goes by. Thank you. When we return, ladies, gents, I don't know what to get my honey bunch for Christmas. Help me out. No problem. We're going to be coming back after this break with our Female Field Guide Christmas Gift segment. This is Jasmine George. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Female Field Guide. We will return after these messages.
Speaking of golden.
Oh.
Speaking of golden.
Golden.
Female Field Guide.
Uh-huh.
Phone app. Will you be supporting me, my friends, and the show?
There is no doubt. It's a free app, first of all. Let's talk about the free part.
Yes.
Ain't nothing like free. Every time they tell you something free, it's a underlying charge on there. This ain't no charge. I just pay my phone bill. That's all I do. But guess what? I'm getting that free app.
That's right.
And tomorrow night is Sunday night. And guess what happens on Sunday night? FFG.
Holla!
What are you waiting for? Go to your Android Marketplace or your iTunes Store and download the FFG Female Field Guide app. It's free. So go. Right now.
Female Field Guide app, shout out to Zenforce Media. Go ahead and visit your iTunes store and go ahead and download that free app. And you know what, my Androiders, because I'm an Androider myself, go ahead and visit the Android Marketplace and download the FFG app. You can stay on top of everything, my tweets and my Facebook messages, my videos, and so much more. Shout out to Zenforce Media for a fantastic app and everyone that has downloaded it because it continues to grow in popularity. Well, guess what? It's December, my favorite time of the year. It's about love. It's about eggnog. It's about too much Moscato. And it's about gifts. Well, let's talk about it in our gift segment.
Female Field Guide Holiday Gift Segment.
What should I buy her?
What should I buy him?
Picture this. December 25th, Tyrell and Keisha are opening their gifts. Tyrell is very happy because Keisha bought him Laker tickets. Keisha is elated because Tyrell got her that bracelet. And yes, I'm rhyming because I'm a poet. You want to know what to give the sports fans in your life. Relationships, it's all about give and take, but most importantly, it's all about listening, understanding what they want. And you deliver. If you love them, you deliver. Info at femalefieldguide.com. Actually, my inbox was quite full. People calling and leaving me voicemails and asking, you know, give me your suggestions, some advice. Jazzy Fizzle, you are the Female Field Guide. What should I get my booze? And so we'll read a couple of those. And thank you so much for emailing info@femalefieldguide.com. It's never too late. You can also call me right now, 714-816-4766. I have given my share of gifts to the boys. All right? So allow me to share my advice and expertise. Karen from Lancaster, hey there, girl. Her fiance is a hardcore Raiders fan, but he's not the cat that wears the jersey. She goes, hi, Jasmine. I'm listening to the show for a few months. I love it. I wanted to get my fiance something. He's a Raider fan, but we're trying to get tickets to the game, but because he works so much, he's in corporate finance. He works a lot on the weekends, so I'm not sure if we can get tickets. Hey there, boo. Thank you, Karen, for emailing me. First of all, if you plan on going to a Raider game, if you and your boo can get that time off, I would have to say the first thing to get would be a bulletproof vest and possibly a knife. If you're going to be out there in Oakland, they don't mess around. The black hole is a hot mess. No, really. If your honey bunch is corporate, the cool thing about just sports gifts is there's so many, and it's for every type of sports fan. If your Honey Bunch usually rocks the long sleeve shirts, the sweeps, the ties, what about cufflinks? They have, you can get that at Things Remembered, things like that. You can get them engraved. Maybe underneath the shirt, a Raiders dog chain. I think he's a little bit gangster if he's a Raider fan, but yet he's a corporate dude. Cufflinks, maybe they have a casual Friday where he can wear a Raiders tie. If you want to get tickets, of course, Amazon.com, eBay, I've gotten Yankees tickets from there as well. Slippers, those are always fun because there's some cats that know he's not going to wear the jersey to church, but he still wants to represent his team. You can go ahead and get Raider slippers. The cool thing about Raider fans and the team is that there's Raider fans all over the U.S. of A. So you can essentially go to most sporting goods stores and things like that, and you'll find it. What I do know in my neck of the woods, at Walmart, they have USC, they have Raiders, they have Angels, they have slippers, blankets, sweaters, things like that. So you may want to get your Honey Bun slippers. Because of the passing of the owner, Al Davis, I would definitely suggest some sort of Al Davis commemorative, maybe if you can go on eBay or things like that, autographed picture, depending on the size, the type, it may be a little expensive. But I think every true blue Raider fan wants to get some sort of Al Davis memorabilia. There's always a fat head, of course, a bottle opener, things like that. And don't forget Honey Bunch, NFL shop. You go to NFL.com, go to merchandise, you buy one gift, and you get the second one 50% off. So, Karen from Lancaster, I hope I was able to help you, Honey Bunch. And good luck, and let me know if your Bootski likes it. Keeping it pushing, Richard from Arizona. Hey, Honey Bunch, his girlfriend is a huge Cowboys fan. He says, hey, Jasmine, love the show. My girlfriend's a huge Cowboys fan. I see a lot of Cowboys stuff, but because you are a woman, if you were a Cowboys fan and a woman, what would you want to get from your Honey Bunch? Well, that's the cool thing about Cowboys, Richard, is that they're the first team to have cheerleaders. So there is a great deal of women paraphernalia for the Cowboys because the cheerleaders have been on the map forever. The cool thing is Alyssa Milano has a line of women's sports gear. So if you go to NFL, Alyssa Milano's website, you can order a pink Cowboys jersey. Super cute. When Romo was dating Carrie Underwood and was dating Jessica Simpson, they had blinged out pink Cowboys jersey. So you can probably go that route. Cute little V-neck, things like that. Hey, go ahead and go on Female Phil Guys Facebook page. Go ahead and go to the PayPal page. I'll send you a sticker, a shirt, or a towel for stocking stuffers. But the thing about it is at the end of the day, yes, she's a sports fan, but she's a woman. So maybe a Cowboys picture frame with the two of you guys. Maybe if you guys have gone to a Cowboys game, that would be great. At the end of the day, it's all about personalization. It's the key. It shows the sports fans in your life you are truly listening. She can put the frame in her office, and she can keep it professional, but then, okay, she's a sports fan, things like that. Really anything. There's so many cool things that NFL.com has, that Amazon has, that eBay has, that puts a female twist to it. It's about time that these professional sports are understanding that ladies are on the map. Personalization is the key. So I hope I was able to help the both of you guys. Richard from Arizona. Almost ran out of time. I've actually got two more. But the key of it is personalization, Walmart, and, of course, the small mom-and-pop shops. That will help you out. If anyone else has any gift advice, suggestions, 714-816-4766. So I appreciate that, you guys calling in. Gee whiz, I want to get my sports and entertainment fix. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know when you hear some gossip, from something real juicy, like Tyrell was in jail again. I thought that was his third strike. Yeah, girl, he's about to miss the holidays. Your voice goes up high. And you ask them, did y'all hear about that?
Did y'all hear about that?
Sports and entertainment.
It's time for the rumor mail.
Here's the thing. I love sports and entertainment. It's a beautiful marriage. Blended in the most delicious cocktail that I like to call Female Phil Guy Sports Entertainment Spin. Did y'all hear about that? This is hot off the press from an anonymous source who is a dear friend of mine, who's very legit. DeSean Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles is rumored to be dating Maya. Well, hey, girl, I guess it is all about her. Remember Maya? She was TheBomb.com, and I guess she might be coming back on the map. DeSean actually had a really good game against the one against Miami. They won 26-10. And Deshaun had 4 receptions, 59 yards, and a touchdown. That's hot off the press. I'll keep you guys posted on that. We're going to keep it football. Madonna is going to be performing at the halftime show, the Super Bowl, which is going to be Sunday, February 5th. And guess what? People are not happy. We've checked on quite a few polls. People.com, 79% of people are like, no, that's okay. We're good. We don't want her.
In my opinion, that sucked.
That's how they're feeling. They said Madonna.
Terrible.
I'm saying. So let me tell you something. I know the Who and like Saddleback and Nickelback and all them. Let me tell you, man, golly, when Timberlake and Janet Jackson did the booby flash, it really threw it out the door for any type of cool hip hop. I mean, Black Eyed Peas will be there every other year. But Madonna, I like her, but it seems to me that the majority of the people out there do not. Let's go ahead and talk a little The Game. Remember that show? I love it. Well, it's coming back. 29 days back on BET. I'm very excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. January 10th, BET. Absolutely, I'm excited. Jason Pitt, did he get traded or not? Is Kelly even on the show? Derwin and Melly, are they going to make it? And what's going on with Tasha Mack management? Malik, what are you doing, boo? Well, guess what? You know we're going to have some polls. We're going to have different segments dedicated to The Game. I'm really excited. January 10th, we'll be keeping you posted on that. I want to talk about basketball. Basketball Wives Miami welcomes 2 new ladies. This is the 4th season. It's currently in production. February 2012, 15 episodes, okay? 15 episodes. Now, they welcome 2 new chicks to the cast. Kenya Bell, she's a former Miss Michigan, all right? But guess what? She's kind of a gangster because she was arrested for allegedly trying to stab her husband, Charlie Bell of the Warriors, with a box cutter.
Awkward.
More than awkward. The other new cast member, her name is Keisha. Hey there, girl. Keisha Nichols, she's a former New Jersey Nets dancer, and she was set to marry Richard Jefferson back in, 2009, but why did he bail out on the $2 million wedding? Via email.
Awkward.
That's some, email?
Awkward.
So we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to keep it basketball-wise, Miami. Evelyn Lozado and Chad Ochocinco will be shooting a spinoff. You know what? Chad's not getting much action in New England. I don't even know if he caught a ball today. So you know what? Let's shoot a reality show with my fake pregnant wife, Evelyn, who I love dearly. Speaking of spinoffs, Atlanta Housewives Kim Zolciak is now Kim Bierman. Her and her boo, Atlanta Falcons defensive end Croy Bierman, just got hitched a couple weeks back. They kept it on the DL. I'm not mad at them. Sometimes you got to keep it in your pocket. They have a little boy, and they'll be doing a spinoff show of their own to kind of show the planning process of the wedding, as well as, the baby being birthed. Now, Atlanta Housewives are currently on right now. Don't you dare turn away from Female Feel Guide. You better put on your DVR. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing. And I'm excited. I love Kim. She keeps it 112%. And Croy is a real good guy. How about them apples, huh? Let's talk Dancing with the Stars. Karina Smirnoff, runaway bride? What? Karina and MLB player Brad Penny broke off their engagement. She's with Dancing with the Stars. She broke it off before. She had a boo before. You guys remember Matt, those of you that watch Dancing with the Stars? She showed up on the Wendy Williams show without her ring and said she forgot her ring in the hotel. When I get booed up like that, I will have my ring on 24/7. That's what I know. So I think everyone knew that something was going down, and then a couple weeks later they broke off the engagement. So she's broken off 2 engagements. So I don't know what's going on with her. But Karina Smirnoff, runaway bride. And last but not least, do you guys remember the show on VH1, Single Ladies? Stacey Dash, some random white girl, but she was kind of dope. And, of course, Lisa Rae McCoy, who I'm really worried about that Southern accent because she can't shake it in any of her characters. Make that money, don't make the money. Make you. Now, it was rumored and confirmed, actually, that Stacey Dash and Lisa Rae got in a crazy fight, and Stacey Dash stormed off and said, yo, either me or Lisa Rae. And guess what? It's Stacey Dash.
Awkward.
They fired her. And they replaced her, what I swear looks like her cousin, and her name is Denise Bessé. I don't know who she is either, but she's an actress in All My Children. She's a former model. She's from the NYC, so I guess she's gully. And she dated Russell Simmons. So I guess she knows how to do yoga now. I don't know how I feel about that. If I had a choice, I would have gotten rid of Lisa Ray. But I have no choice, and I am not an executive producer. And that's all she wrote, ladies and gents. Sports Entertainment Spin, just want to give you a little piece of what's been going down in sports and entertainment. Like I said, such a beautiful cocktail. Such a beautiful cocktail that I like to call sports and entertainment. So when we return, we're gonna wrap it up, and we're going to give our two-minute drill and our closing shout-out. This is the Female Feel Good Holiday Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Al Caravelli, head coach of the United States National Rugby Sevens team. Jasmine's doing a great job with it. Make sure you pick up the women's field guide.
That's right. Or the female field guide.
Make sure you pick up the female field
there
guide.
There it is.
So rugby, for people who don't know, is basically the Michael Jordan of rugby.
My name is Matt Holkins. I'm with the USA Sevens team. I'm the captain, and I love listening to the female field guide.
There's a tongue in your bed. You better be scared. That's it for now. My new CD is coming out. It's called In Your Bed.
In Your Bed?
In Your Bed, In Your Face.
This is Miles Craigle. Here with the female field guy. So, how are you liking rugby so far this weekend at the Olympic Training Center?
Well, thanks, Miles, for interviewing me. I really appreciate it. I'm really kind of nervous. But it's been really cool. I've definitely fallen in love with the sport rugby. I can't understand why USA hasn't, you know, embraced the sport, but I'm going to do all that I can to talk about rugby every single time I'm on the show.
Our ambassador, we like that.
Yeah, female field guide ambassador. I'm having a good time.
We're going to wrap up with the female field guide. Thanks for tuning in and check in weekly.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Sunday night. Female field guide.
Female field guide. And you can reach her on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube,
Tumblr.
Hit her up on twitter.com/female field guide. Holla.
Woo! Good.
Shout out to the USA Rugby Squad. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that rugby will be in the 2016 Olympics for the first time? I love them. Shout out to all of them. I was at the Olympic Training Center, and they welcomed me with open arms. So shout out to the Rugby Squad. I'd like to transition to a sport that, in essence, is so close to rugby, but they wear pads. And some say they're not as strong and not as tough. And that's my football fix and our two-minute drill. Let's get it in.
Two-minute drill.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Two-minute drill.
So much took place in the NFL today. First of all, hot off the press, a game that teetered back and forth, the Dallas Cowboys lost to the New York Giants 37-34, honestly, by a blocked field goal. Jeez Louise, man. Jeez Louise. I love it. A lot of groundbreaking things. A lot of records were broken for week 14 of the NFL season. Can you believe it, ladies and gents? And most importantly, I have waited a whole year to break this soundbite out, and I've only played it once, and that's just not appropriate.
Playoffs? Don't talk
about
playoffs. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Playoffs?
He was so mad. That was the legendary former Saints coach, Jim Mora, and they sucked, and someone asked him about playoffs. There's a longer version of it, but that one just really gets me going.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
So listen, week 14, there were a few teams that actually clinched playoff berths. Of course, the Packers, they're so fantastic. They clinched actually a bye week. Like I said, ladies, on my Female Soul Guide Football 101, a bye week, in essence, is when they don't play. The team's at home, they're resting their bodies, they're preparing for the next team. So they got a bye week. The first round of the playoffs, they're automatically in the second round because they don't play because, you know what? They're amazing. They're 13-0. Speaking of the Packers, Aaron Rodgers. 39 touchdowns for the season. He passes Brett Favre's single-season touchdown record. Well done, boo-boo. I really like Aaron Rodgers. He's fantastic. 13-0, 19 in a row. They face the Chiefs next week and the Bears on Christmas, so they can actually go 16-0, ladies and gents. And I think it's quite possible. Another team that actually played extremely well today, and they actually clinched their first playoff berth in team history, is the Houston Texans. They are 10-3, and they earned their first playoff berth in the 10-year history of the franchise. Well done for them. They take the AFC South title. We've got some more record-breaking things. For the first time in team history, Patriots win at the home of the Washington Redskins. Can you believe that? They beat them 34-27. That was the only place that they have not gotten a W in the franchise history. That's kind of crazy. Another fun female field guy's back. Also for the Patriots, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski sets a single-season record as a tight end. 14 touchdowns. Me and Ken from Fans Fantasy Football talked a little bit about that. That a boy. You better go ahead. I'm not mad at you. Saints quarterback Drew Brees is the first player in NFL history to throw for 4,000 yards in 12 games. He's on pace for almost 7,000 yards, which is an all-time NFL record. And guess what? That's my quarterback, fantasy football. So I'm very happy about his yards that he is compiling up. 20 completions in 32 games, longest streak in NFL history. I love this random fact. And guess what, baby? It's Tebow time. With Tebow at the helm of the Denver Broncos, they are 7-1. And once again, Tim Tebow and Denver pull out a W in overtime versus the Bears. 13-10. In the fourth quarter, ladies, this is really important. You want to spark up a convo with the sports fans in your life. You want to get their opinion. Tim Tebow. In the fourth quarter, he went 18 of 24. So out of 18 attempts to pass to his offensive players, he connected. Out of 24 times, he tried to connect with his offensive players. He connected 18 times in the fourth quarter and in overtime. 191 yards and a touchdown. He's so clutch. He's so clutch. Cam Newton, essentially the second best quarterback. He's a rookie. They lost. They can never pull out the W, but Cam Newton always plays amazing. Always amazing. Like I said, Giants beat the Cowboys last minute. The Chargers, Phillip Rivers, in December, ladies, he's so dope. He sucks in October and November, but in December, he's dope. He's 12-2. San Diego Chargers beat the Buffalo Bills 37-10. And Oakland just fell so hard to the Packers, 46-16. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, Raider fans. Are you okay? Finally, my Eagles got a W, 26-10, even though it really doesn't matter at the end of the day because they are so out of the playoffs, it's not even funny. But they beat him. Vic was back. Deshaun Jackson had a good game. Minnesota, Percy Harvin had a great game. He's the wide receiver, but they fell to the Detroit Lions. Jeez Louise. Like we talked, Baltimore, Mr. Flacco, that's the quarterback for the Ravens. They beat the Indianapolis Colts, and they are the only 0-12 team. Yowza. On Thursday, Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger hurt his ankle, but he still was able to give me 18 points from my fantasy football league, so I'm okay with that. They beat the Cleveland Browns 14-3. And tomorrow, ladies and gents, there's still one more game. You know about that. Monday Night Football, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Seattle versus St. Louis. Should be a pretty good matchup. And that, my friend, is our two-minute drill. We'll be right back. I'll be rounding off our Zataboy, giving props to other ball players that have played fantastic. Either they got a great contract or they played great in other sports. We're going to take our last break with Female Field Guide before we wrap it up, baby. This is Jasmine Sports, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody.
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
All right, we're jamming.
We're going to keep it going. We're going to jam on. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. 90 minutes. I hope you had a good time because guess what? I had a blast. The holiday edition. Giving you guys a little bit of, my advice and whatnot about gifts. Please. Please feel free to email, to call the Female Field Guide Message Hotline, 909-276-7132. Guess what, Jazzy Fields was going on a break. Can you believe it? I'm going to take some time off, even though I'll probably be working in some sort of capacity. But I want to give a closing shout-out to Ken from FansFantasyFootball.com, Nima, my college hoops insider, Mika, my NBA and Laker insider, Tommy, my senior producer, as well as our hockey insider. What the puck? And, of course, the rest of my female field guys team. Teamwork. Teamwork makes a dream work, baby. Our next show will be in a couple of weeks, the end of the year show. We're going to be recapping, having some fun, the best moments in 2011 in sports and entertainment. And who knows who may pop up in the Mahogany Lounge in the Female Folk Guide studio. Be sure to stay connected to the Female Folk Guide Facebook and Twitter. Ladies, don't forget Christmas Day games. There's 5 of them, but we will be on the air before that. Know the schedule. At Female Field Guide, leave the E off of Guide. Check the YouTube channel. I'll be having my NBA Christmas Day prep games. Not going to do it really soon because, geez Louise, you never know. These players are going to be shipped off in 5 seconds. But make sure you stay tuned to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Female Field Guide. And make sure you check out the Non-Sports Fans Guide. Make sure you check out the Non-Sports Fans Guide to Surviving the Holidays on the Patch newspaper. They've asked me to write a few pieces the week of Christmas, diamondbar.patch.com. This has been so much fun. I love this job. And thank you so much for your support, your love, your prayers, and your encouragement. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. Have a fantastic holiday. Make sure you hug and tell all of your loved ones that you appreciate them, because I appreciate you. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. God bless. And I'll see you next time.
This is Joe Bryant, assistant coach of the L.A. Sparks, also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
What's up, y'all? This is Bill Bellamy. You're listening to the Female Field Guide.